I really appreciate you doing this, said David Edwards to his daughter as he unlocked the door to the burger van. You know I'm happy to do it, said his daughter Emily, smiling. I know you need the help, and you're paying me a bit, even if it is slave wages. All I can afford, I'm afraid, said her dad. It was the first day of the summer holidays, and unlike many 16-year-olds, Emily was going to spend it working. Her father ran a burger van, and Janet, the woman who usually helped him, had had to quit recently, leaving him short-handed. His daughter had agreed to help him over the summer. He couldn't afford to pay her much, but it would at least give her some money to play with over the holiday period before she went to college in autumn. Emily wasn't doing it for the money, though. She was doing it to help her dad. Emily's mum had been glad that Janet had quit, saying she never liked her. The truth was that Emily's mum was a jealous woman, and despite the fact that at 44 she was still beautiful with large breasts and a shapely backside. The thing was, Emily knew that her mum was right to have been jealous of Janet. Not only was she a gorgeous black woman in her mid-20s, her dad had been fucking her. Emily had discovered this some months earlier. She had decided to pay her dad a surprise visit on the way back from school. She got off the bus and walked towards the van when she realised the van was closed up. This was strange, as the van was never closed during the day. Her father always tried to make money whenever he could. This was strange, as the van was never closed during the day. Her father always trying to make any money he could out of what was basically quite a hand-to-mouth business. Emily went up to the back door of the van and was about to knock when she heard noises inside. Noises like the one she heard from her parents' bedroom in the middle of the night sometimes. She reached up slowly and tried the door handle, which she found wasn't locked. She hesitated for a moment. Did she want to see what was going on in the van? What her father was doing? She decided she just had to know and open the door. What she saw inside made the 16-year-old's jaw drop. Janet was on all fours, facing away from her. She was still dressed, but her skirt had been pushed up, revealing her bare, beautiful black arse. What really shocked Emily was the fact that her dad's huge cock was buried to the hilt in her quivering pussy. Her father was naked from the waist down and was crouching on his powerful, muscular haunches above his assistant, working his cock slowly in circular motions inside Janet's swollen, soaking wet slit. "Don't stop fucking me. Don't you dare stop fucking me," gasped Janet. "I'm so close," groaned Emily's father. "Then fuck me like a good little slut." "Where do you want me to come?" asked her father. "Well, you came in my face yesterday," giggled Janet. "I think today I want it on my arse." "You want me to come on your sexy black arse?" "Yes, please," groaned Janet, pushing her fat pussy back up against Emily's dad's heavy balls. "Okay," said Emily's dad, and with that started pounding frantically at Janet's swollen twat, her pussy juices frothing up around his cock meat as it powered into her. Emily was still standing there, almost unable to comprehend the enormity of what was happening. What shocked her the most was that she was not disgusted by the spectacle she saw before her. Her dad committing adultery just a few feet away. The truth was, she was turned on. Electric jolts were running through her legs, making them weak and shaky, and her 16-year-old fanny was swollen and slick with her juices. Almost unconsciously, she put her hand to one of her exquisitely firm breasts, feeling the nipple hard through her school shirt. "Oh God, I'm coming," shouted her dad. Then, "You know where to spray it," gasped Janet, and her father did. He pulled his cock out of Janet's spasming fanny just as she came and took careful aim, blasting her quivering backside and vagina with blast after blast of thick spunk. Emily thought she had never seen anything so beautiful, her dad howling in ecstasy as jet after jet of his spunk, the same hot liquid that had created her 16 years earlier, splashed against Janet's firm rump and down into her swollen vagina and down her trembling legs. Emily was thinking about this obscene tableau as she turned the burger grill on. She had never told her mum. It would break her heart to know that her dad used to fuck Janet in the burger van. She knew that her dad must have a huge sex drive, as she heard him fucking her mum nightly, the headboard crashing against Emily's bedroom wall as they cried out together in pleasure. What Emily had decided was that if her father was going to need extra sex, then it should be with her. Nearly every night she had lain there in the bed masturbating, her head full of images of her dad's hot cock spraying hot cum all over her, just like he had with her mum and with Janet. She would have the most incredible orgasms, booking her twat into thin air in spasms of ecstasy, filled with desire for her father's cock meat, wanting him to shoot his heavy load inside his daughter's own tight 16-yard slit. She had decided that today she was going to make her move, and she was going to do it in such a way that her father would be unable to resist. "Is everything set?" he called from the car when he was getting some frozen burgers out of the boot. "All ready to go," Emily called back. Her dad knew that he was lucky to have such a good kid. Emily had such a good heart, always happy to go out of her way to help people, especially her dear old dad. He also had to admit that she was flowering into a very beautiful young lady. Brown eyes framed by shoulder-length brown bob and a firm, sexy little body. He hadn't seen her naked for many years, but he couldn't help imagining what her pert tits would look like, freed from that bra that contained them. What her firm ass would look like if she was naked and bent over, and then he forced the obscene vision out of his mind. It was so wrong. This was his 16-year-old daughter, for fuck's sake. He walked back to the burger van and got ready for the customers to arrive. It was half an hour later, as the first customer of the day approached, that Emily put her fiendish plan into action. The lady was called Donna and she was a regular. She was a very sexy, natural blonde in her mid-20s, with a delicious pair of tits that she never did much to hide. She was a nurse at the local hospital and always stopped off for breakfast when it was her shift. Emily's dad leaned on the counter as she approached, smiling in welcome. "Emily, we've got a customer," he said, but there was no reply. He looked around the van. Where had the girl gone? It was when he turned back to Donna that he felt a hand on the crotch of his jeans and he realised that where his daughter was. "Hi, Dave," said Donna. "How are you this morning?" "Fine," said Emily's dad, snatching a quick look down. Emily had one hand on his crotch and the other was stroking his leg. She was gazing up at him with those beautiful brown eyes, a lethal mixture of innocence and dirtiness, and he couldn't help but start to get aroused, his cock meat beginning to fill with blood in his jeans. He looked back at Donna. He was beginning to sweat slightly. "Are you all right, Dave?" said Donna, looking concerned. "Oh, I'm fine," said Emily's dad nervously, as he felt his daughter's dainty fingers unzipping his fly and sneaking inside to grip his now rock-hard cock meat through the material of his underpants. "What can I get you, Donna?" "Oh, just a can of Coke, please. Had a bit of a rough night and I just want liquids." David often thought about the liquid he would like to give to Donna. He imagined her beautiful tits had big pink nipples, and he often fantasised about spraying copious amounts of jizz all over them. Those kind of thoughts were not helping him at the moment, as his daughter now had her hand inside his underpants and was gripping his massive cock. He leaned across and picked up a can of Coke from the chiller, his daughter not loosening her grip on his cock as he did so. Donna thanked him and left. "What are you doing, Emily?" Emily just looked up and smiled an absolutely filthy smile and said, "Shh." Before her father could say anything else, she reached up, unbuttoned his trousers, and in one smooth movement pulled her dad's trousers and underpants down. Her dad gasped as he felt the cool air tingle around his red-hot cock meat, his thick penis bobbing in the air just inches away from his daughter's face. He felt his legs weaken with excitement as he realised that this was what he actually wanted. He looked down at his daughter, who appeared to be hypnotised by his swollen bell end, which twitched just in front of her cute little nose. She'd never seen such a big penis. It was 10 inches long and thick, and she had never seen one so close up. She saw some clear liquid oozing out of the piss slit in the middle of the cockhead, and without thinking, she grabbed her father's cock and licked the pre-cum up, running her tongue along the groove of her dad's pisslet. It tasted delicious, and he groaned loudly as she did it. Suddenly, his body stiffened. Oh shit, we've got more customers. It was two more regulars, Mrs. Akari and her daughter Jazz. Jazz was 16, like his daughter, and her mother was 38, and Emily's dad had never been able to decide which one he'd like to fuck more. Jazz had the tight young body, but her more voluptuous mum was sexy as fuck. Her right breast and arse covered by traditional Indian clothing like her daughter. As they approached the van, they called hello and he was about to answer when he felt the most amazing feeling envelop his cock. He quickly looked down and was almost surprised to see that his daughter had managed to take 3 inches of his thick cock into a dainty little mouth, which was stretched tight around his throbbing cock meat like a virgin's fanny. His daughter started to bob her head up and down as the two women reached the counter, and Emily's dad couldn't help but wonder if Jazz's dad had ever been tempted to fuck his beautiful daughter's mouth like he was doing right at that moment. "What can I get you?" he asked, slightly out of breath. They both wanted sandwiches. That meant he had to pull his cock out of the velvet vise that currently held it. Came free with a plopping sound, and the sensation of it being released from his daughter's mouth almost sent him over the edge. From where he was standing, he could have probably sent ribbons of hot cum over the counter and into Mrs. Akari's face and thick brown hair. He was sure Jazz wouldn't have known what to make of it as she watched her mum's face being splattered with gobs of thick white spunk that only seconds earlier had been in his heavy balls. He busied himself making the sandwiches, his rock-hard cock bobbing around as he moved. When he finished, he handed the sandwiches over and felt hot tightness on his cock again. Only this time, Emily was trying to deep-throat him, forcing his cock right to the back of her throat so that his piss slip was pointing down into her gullet. If he came now, he would be spraying thick loads of cum right into his daughter's stomach, where she appeared to want it. He bit his lip as he took the money from the Akaris and bid them farewell. He hadn't expected to have to contend with this kind of stress this morning. When the Allies were gone, he looked down at his daughter and was still trying to, who was still trying to use her throat as a pussy. It was all too much. Animal lust took over. "You want me to fuck your throat like a slut?" She nodded happily, and her dad crouched slightly, putting his muscled legs further apart. He grabbed his daughter's head and started to frantically fuck her mouth, thrusting his cock to the back of her throat again and again. Emily gripped her dad's firm buttocks to steady herself. Her dad was fucking her 16-year-old mouth like it was her cunt, and she loved it. "Oh, my daughter's such a dirty slut," her father gasped, still pumping into her mouth. He was sure he could have come in a few moments, spraying his load down his daughter's throat, when he spotted someone he really didn't want to see. It was his wife. He stopped fucking Emily's mouth immediately. He heard her squeak in disappointment. His daughter had been rubbing her swollen clit as her father fucked her mouth and had been about to have a massive orgasm. She wondered why he had stopped, but soon realised when she heard her mother's voice. She went back to stroking his cock in long, sensual strokes, lingering on the piss slit to suck some more pre-cum that was leaking out. Emily's mum thought that her husband looked very strange. His face was flushed and he was sweating. He also seemed nervous, like he was hiding something. "What brings you here?" asked her husband, trying to forget that their daughter currently had her mouth wrapped around his cock. "You forgot your phone, you dozy sod," she laughed as she gave him his mobile phone. "I rang you 4 times before I realised it was in the house." "God, how stupid am I?" laughed her husband. "You do seem a bit distracted this morning, love. Is everything okay?" "Oh, I'm fine," said her husband. He thought this was a better answer than, "Our daughter is currently sucking my cock, and if I make any sudden movements, I'm going to come everywhere." "Well, as long as you're okay, where's Emily?" Again, he didn't answer honestly. "She nipped out on an errand." "She's a good little worker, that one," said his wife. "You don't know the half of it," thought Emily's dad, as he felt his daughter start to increase the rhythm, bobbing her head faster and faster. God, he was on a hair trigger. It wasn't until his wife said goodbye and started to walk away that he lost it, though. It was the sight of her lovely, firm arse as she walked over to the car, and the memory of what he had been doing to it the previous night. His wife loved anal sex, and he had been pummeling her just as she liked. His cock pumping in and out of her tight asshole. Tightness that felt just like his daughter's mouth did right now. He remembered the ecstasy as he unloaded a massive load of boiling hot spunk into his wife's sexy arse, and it all got too much. He managed to hold on just long enough for his wife's car to disappear around the corner, and then lost all control. He yanked his cock out of his daughter's luscious mouth and crouched down slightly so that his cock was about 5 inches from her face. He wanked his cock furiously. "Come in my face, Dad," pleaded his daughter, rubbing her the juicy swollen slit between her legs. "And cover me in spunk." It was too much. Shouted and came right in his daughter's face. Blast after blast of hot thick cum shot into Emily's face at about 100 miles an hour and splattered all over it. The waves of pleasure were so intense that he nearly fell over, but he managed to steady himself as he continued to hose his daughter's face in his spunk. Emily opened her mouth, eager to taste the same cum that had created her 16 years earlier. In his delirium, her father saw that her dainty little mouth was open and managed to send two hot white jets of cum into it. Even after every single bit of cum in his heavy balls had been dredged up and shot into his daughter's face, he still thrust forward, fucking the air in front of Emily's face, just wanting the ecstasy to go on and on. Eventually, he collapsed against the side of the counter. His daughter's mouth was once again sucking on his dick. He pulled it out of his daughter's mouth. "I'm sorry, love, but it's just too sensitive. Right after I've come," he gasped. "It's okay, Dad," Emily smiled sweetly. Her face was literally covered in her dad's hot spunk. It was dripping off her cute nose and had been sprayed into her brown hair. "Your spunk tastes so nice, Dad," she said. "I'm glad you like it," said her dad. His cock was still completely hard, and he used it to wipe the spunk off his daughter's face, coating the bell end with a white sauce and then getting his daughter to suck it off into her mouth. "Yum," she giggled. Then, without missing a beat, she said, "Are you going to fuck me now?" 10 minutes later, a familiar face appeared at the van. It was Emily's friend Laura. Laura was a super cute blonde girl with a tight little body and stunning blue eyes. "Hi, Emily," she said. Emily seemed slightly odd when she returned the greeting. There was a slight tremble in her voice and her face was flushed. Her dad was standing right behind her. "Hi, Mr. Edwards." "Hi, Laura," Emily's dad said, trying to sound casual. He had often fantasized about Laura and doing all kinds of dirty things with her, but he was trying not to think about that now. The main reason was that he currently had his thick cock buried up to the hilt in his 16-year-old daughter's tight, wet fanny. He felt the walls of Emily's vagina twitch against his cock meat. God, it was probably the tightest pussy he'd ever fucked. Every inch of his daughter's vagina was stuffed, and his swollen bell end was pressed up against the entrance of her womb, ready to spray his load right into her should she make any sudden movements. Emily and Laura made small talk for a couple of minutes, Emily trying not to think about how every inch of her fanny was stuffed with her dad's cock and how her pussy juice was flowing freely down her shaking legs. The two girls agreed to meet later on, and both she and her dad watched the girl walk away, Emily grinding her firm little arse up against her dad, coating his balls with her hot pussy juice. When Laura had eventually turned the corner, Emily finally lost control. "Oh, Dad," she shrieked, "fuck me like a slut. Fuck your 16-year-old daughter like a slut." Her father didn't need to be asked twice. He pushed his hand up under his daughter's t-shirt and up under her bra, grabbing those two beautiful mounds, feeling her nipples rock hard in his hands, and started to fuck her frantically. He pushed his mouth to her ear as he pissed into his daughter's tight slit. "Are you daddy's slut?" he asked. "Yes, I'm daddy's slut." Her legs were shaking so badly now. She was so close. "Do you want to fill me with your cum? Do you want me to fill you with my cum? Yes, I want all your cum in me." He could feel her ass shaking as he fucked her tight hole. "Do you want me to fill your womb like I filled your mum's womb 16 years ago when we made you? Yes, come." She could no longer speak, and neither could her dad. All they could do was howl in articulate ecstasy as they came together, father and daughter orgasming at the same time. He pushed his bell end right up to the mouth of Emily's womb and unleashed a blizzard of spunk that plastered the pink, spasming walls of his daughter's baby factory. At the centre of Emily's screaming orgasm was an incredible heat as her dad filled her 16-year-old womb with the same spunk he'd used to fill her mum. She felt the mouth of her womb clenching hungrily at her dad's spurting cock, squeezing every last drop of cum out of it. Emily had a nice thought as they came down from their shuddering orgasms and held each other tenderly. She couldn't help but giggle. "I think I'm going to enjoy working here,"